Taking action. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The Memphis Police Department disbanding the special police unit, which included the five officers who were shown in body cam footage beating 29-year-old Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. Nichols later died from his injuries. Fox's Steve Harrigan has more from Memphis, Tennessee.
That special police unit was known as the Scorpions. It had anywhere from 30 to 50 members. They did very aggressive policing in some of the highest crime areas of Memphis. They were in unmarked cars. The family of Tyree Nichols had asked that they be disbanded, and now they are permanently done for.
The officers are charged with second-degree murder and are slated to be arraigned in court on February 17th. More details emerging regarding the recent shooting in Half Moon Bay, California. Fox's Jackie Ibanez with an update.
That massacre left seven workers dead at two farms in Half Moon Bay last week. Prosecutors now know that the accused 66-year-old gunman became enraged when his boss billed him $100 for damaging a forklift. The supervisor was the first to die. In an interview with a local television station, the suspect alleges years of bullying by his coworkers. He's being charged with seven counts of murder.
Prosecutors have requested no bail. They say the suspect isn't a U.S. citizen and has reason to escape. Russia's increasing attacks and targeting soldiers in eastern Ukraine as Ukrainian troops are waiting for tanks sent by the U.S., Germany, and other European nations.
Ukrainian officials here in Kyiv are moving on to their next military agenda items. That's fighter jets and long-range missiles. Russian shelling hammered the southern town of Kherson, where residents lived for months under occupation. At least three people were killed. Across the east of Ukraine, civilians have tried to flee Russian attacks, but with such a large front line, it's difficult.
That's Fox's Trey Yeast in Kyiv, Ukraine. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The teams are set for Super Bowl 57 in Glendale, Arizona. Fox's Tim McMaster has more.
The Chiefs and Eagles are no strangers to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia won Super Bowl 52, and the Chiefs are headed to their third big game in 4 years, winning Super Bowl 54. The game will feature two of the most exciting quarterbacks in the NFL in Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid is leading the Chiefs to the Super Bowl for the third time as head coach to face the first team that he took to the Super Bowl. Another fun tie-in is the Kelce brothers. Travis is the Chiefs' all-pro tight end. Jason, the Eagles' center. The two share a podcast, and there will likely be plenty of trash talk between now and kickoff.
Testimony resuming on Monday in the murder trial of Alex Murdoch. He stands accused of killing his wife and son. Fox's Laura Ingle has the latest.
Alex Murdoch, who has been charged with the brutal shooting deaths of his wife Maggie and their 22-year-old son Paul on the family's hunting estate in South Carolina, told arriving officers he believed the murders could be connected to a deadly boating accident which his son Paul was involved in, telling officers his son had received many threats after a friend of his was killed in that crash. Now, Maggie and Paul Murdoch were both shot at close range, leaving a bloody crime scene behind. When Alex Murdoch was questioned by law enforcement that night, officers noticed there was no visible blood on his hands, arms, and his white t-shirt, even though he told investigators that he had touched their bodies to check them when he arrived.
The original actress who played Wednesday on The Addams Family has passed away at the age of 64. Lisa Loring's daughter said her mom died of complications from a stroke caused by high blood pressure. And Barrett Strong, one of Motown's founding artists, has died at the age of 81. He sang the popular single Money, That's What I Want, and collaborated on the classics I Heard It Through the Grapevine and War, and on several hits for The Temptations. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.